Well, Carl, fair to say, best performance of the season so far, especially that second half?
Yeah, definitely second half. Thought first half we played well. First bit of it, I thought we were trying too hard to it, winning passes, and then second bit of it, set them at half time. We'd gone from one extreme to the other. There was runs being made and weren't finding the pass. Felt it was being too safe, but in the second half it was a fantastic balance of the both, and we caught them open on numerous occasions. And you know, on another day could have been more against a good side. You know, they're not where they are, and they don't beat teams like Chester. Although they had a couple of suspensions today, you don't do that without being a good side. And you know, that's credit to every single one of our lads.
And chances created. I mean, I think. So we can go back to the North West Counties days when we were winning 5, 6, 7s, yeah. Even 10s. Yeah. I don't think we had that many chances in matches, but we had that second half. I mean, if it had been 6, I don't think it would have been flattering.
No, exactly. And, you know, that's because we're finding the right balance between defence and attack. I think once we brought the new formation in, it relies on being patient and moving the ball quickly, but... I think sometimes our decision making has let us down. Whereas today, all the decision making, and especially in that second half, the quality of delivery was there for everyone to see. And you're just unfortunate. Another day, you know, them goals go in.
Forget out two players that we've mentioned in the past few weeks, Stephen Johnson. Times, yeah. Well, although in Carlos as well, some of the crosses, but Stephen Johnson at times ripped him apart.
Yeah, great. I said to him before the game, I said, right. Because obviously the result this morning or this afternoon, I said, you know, that he'd inadvertently made a lot of monks unhappy. and that was his chance to put it right, and he's certainly addressed the balance with the two assists.
And
two assists, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's on both cracking crosses, and of course spending with that save in the second half.
Yeah.
Showing that, cause we were just saying one's not going to be enough necessarily.
We strengthened any top quality keeper, which James is the fact that the concentration levels never drop, and we needed him to be lively off the line, and you know he certainly did that.
Mm. And then Whitby next week, which we never seem to go, and it's nice weather. The forecasting bad weather, so it's probably going to be off. And if it is off, I mean, I know if it's a maybe, it's a daft question, but does it annoy you because nice little bit of a run and momentum's going now and then?
Not really. You can look at it like that, and I'm quite a positive person, and I try to, whatever the season throws at us, you know, we've got to deal with whatever. When we're training, we'll keep on the positive front with the lads, and we'll keep talking about all the good things that we do whilst addressing some of the areas that we need to develop. But I won't even think about it. Hopefully,
it'll be all right anyway. But you know,
yeah,
speculating for the sake of it.
Hopefully, it will be on. And yeah. If it's not, I think as a family we're going out for the curry, so that'll be all right.
That'll be all right, won't it? And I mean, finally. These playoff places, I mean, we're hovering around about there. I mean, I've been saying for the last few weeks, I don't know if you believe it, that the top three is pretty much sewn up, and I think we're probably scrapping for the last couple of spaces, do you think? Or?
There's a long way to go. Loads and loads of football to be played. Like, they've all got to play each other, so we'll just, you know, we'll concentrate like we have done since day one, you know, 6, 7 seasons ago. We concentrate on what we're doing, and wherever it takes us, so be it. If it takes us up through the playoffs, then fine. If we manage to, if people have a disaster, which will happen and can happen, you know, we'll hopefully be there to pick the bones up.
Absolutely. Cheers, Cal.
Cheers.